This is 7AD and 7BU. Now, Project Keylink is a huge project from Tasports, redeveloping the port at East Devonport. To tell us about an info session being held this evening is the project manager with Tasports, Patrick Burke. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm going very well. So how's planning for the project going?
Yeah, it's going really well. It's been a long process, sort of developing the project from the port master plan stage to where we're at now. But we're really excited to get to the point where we're about to start sort of significant construction works later this year. And we're really keen to continue sort of engaging with the local community of East Devonport and Devonport through our drop-in session that's planned for this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the Argosy.
It's a $240 million development of Devonport East, a brand new port side there. You'll have to move the Spirit up and you'll increase production and freight capacity there.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of like these big port projects. It's a once-in-a-generation infrastructure project. And it really is about providing for the next sort of 50 years for the Port of Devonport and providing capacity for the main customers in East Devonport, being Sea Road and TT Line, to grow freight and passengers by up to 40%. Yeah, so we're projecting, or TT Line are projecting, capacity for additional 160,000 passengers to enter Devonport annually, adding expected $200 million in tourism expenditure across the year.
So there'll be, apart from the actual port operations, there'll be retail space for shops and things like that as well?
Yes, part of a broader sort of port master plan is an opportunity to improve the whole port. And certainly there's planning between Tasports, TT Line and a number of operators to sort of improve the experience across the port. And yeah, there'll be opportunities coming out of that. But again, that's something we're really keen to discuss with the community and get feedback as to what those sort of elements of the project that are tangible for the community and can be discussed and sort of negotiated.
Yeah. How long do you expect it all to take?
It's a staged project, so it will run out to 2026, 2027. The initial phase that we're commencing this year is the development of the Terminal 3, which you mentioned earlier, which will enable the berthing of the new Spirit of Tasmania ships when they arrive.
Well, I've seen the mock-up. It looks magnificent. So just on to this drop-in session tonight at the Argosy. So 5:30, you said?
Yes, 5:30.
Particularly relevant to businesses in East Devonport who think, yeah, well, in some way they're going to be affected by the build, but it's a matter of short-term pain for a long-term gain, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we can see the broader benefits of the project, but we're certainly cognizant that the big projects do have an impact on the community, and that's why we're really keen to get people's input. The session will be sort of low-key, relaxed, with a number of our project team available to answer questions. They're all really interesting and passionate people in their own right, have expertise across sort of environmental issues, project management, construction, design. So, yeah, there'll be someone there that'll be able to answer whatever questions people would like to ask.
For you personally, as the project manager, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do something huge like this, isn't it?
Generational projects don't come along very often, and you can see through the development of the port over the last 150 years the amazing impact it's had on Devonport, Northwest Coast and Tasmania. And so to be involved, you know, even in a small part in a project such as this is definitely really thrilling and sort of an absolute honour.
Yeah. Thanks for having a yarn. So that drop-in session tonight at the Argosy, 5:30 to 7:30. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate the interest.
No worries. Have a good day.
Thanks.